Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with today's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now today we have a classic mystery and a classic courtroom drama all in one movie. It's Witness for the Prosecution, based on Agatha Christie's 1926 story, which she later turned into a play in 1953. Charles Laughton plays a London barrister who, against the advice of his doctors, takes on the case of an American man accused of killing a wealthy widow. The accused's alibi is provided by his German-born wife, who later surprisingly turns up as the witness for the prosecution of the title. And that's all I can really tell you right now. The movie closes with a plea for the audience not to give away the ending, and we take spoiler warnings very seriously here, so I'm not going to give away the ending or much of anything else. All I can say is that you should pay very close attention. The movie is a top-notch cast, including Tyrone Power in his last completed movie, Marlene Dietrich, Elsa Lanchester, and Charles Laughton as the barrister. Now, the one cast member from the play to appear in the movie was Una O'Connor, who we last saw in The Adventures of Robin Hood. She appears as a witness in the movie, and this was her last film, as she retired after it was finished. The director was the acclaimed director Billy Wilder, who originally was not interested in the project. But Marlene Dietrich insisted on his being brought in, so he took the job and was allowed some creative freedom to make the story in his style. And it all worked very well. It was a critical and financial success, and reportedly Agatha Christie even enjoyed it very much, saying it was one of the best adaptations of her work. It also earned 6 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, Best Director, and for Charles Laughton and Elsa Lanchester's acting. Now, Marlene Dietrich was not nominated, but I can't really say why without giving away part of the story, so you can look it up later. Now, from what I've seen on Facebook, we've gotten a very good response to bringing this movie around, so we think this is going to turn out very well. And if you're interested, our DVD collection has a recent BBC adaptation of the story, which I'm told has a very different ending, so you can check it out if you like. Now, if you've missed any of our previous classic movie presentations, you can still find the list of titles and links on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you like, you can pass along your comments and suggestions to us. You can post them on our Facebook page. You can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, I hope you don't mind that I haven't told you all that much about the movie itself, but we really hope you enjoy it. And now, from United Artists in 1957, here's Witness for the Prosecution.